Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. I'm the presiding pastor, Angela McCurdy, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, and this is the edition of DJ Frankie Vibe's House of Inspiration. So we have a new mix, of course, coming from DJ Frankie Vibe, our resident DJ for Gospel House music, a little bit later. But before then, I just wanted to tell you a couple of dates. Tomorrow, we will be having the Youth for Christ show. And then Tuesday, we will be having Associate Pastor Kimberly Horvath's Clarify Your Life. And that will be it at the Tuesday. And then we start all over again with Margie Isaac the first Friday of the month, bringing her poetry. If you haven't listened to this show, definitely do it. I encourage you all to go to our website, www.jhom.org, because there's a multitude of ways for you to get the word. We've tried to give you a variety, whether it's Bible study, Christian life coaching, my shows, House of Inspiration, the youth shows. We have a men and women's ministry as well. If you go to the website, you will be able to connect us also. So there's a smorgasbord for you, and we hope that everything that we have said, of course, is acceptable in God's sight and to his ears. And I pray that in Jesus' holy name. All right, today we're going to really be talking about condemnation. You know, it's so easy when you become a born-again Christian to forget that even though the wages of sin is death, even though that's what the Bible says, Jesus says those without sin throw the first stone. And that comes out of John 8 chapter. But what I really want to bring forward before I read that, you know what? Let me read it first, okay? And then we'll discuss it in a minute. So we're starting at John, the eighth chapter, the first through the 12th verse. And it reads as so. Then they all went home, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. At dawn, he appeared again in the temple courts, where all the people gathered around him. And he sat down to teach them. The teacher of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses command us to stone such woman. Now what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. And then when they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he stopped down and wrote on the ground. He stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who have heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left with the woman, still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and leave your life of sin." And that's how Jesus deals with us in our sinfulness. We're born into sin. And what I mean when you say we're born into sin, we're humans and we sin. We have sinned since the beginning of time and we continue to sin. God doesn't rank these sins. God doesn't say this sin is more sinful than this sin. He doesn't rank them. And he also, once you have recognize and ask for forgiveness of your sins, he forgives you. And a lot of times we keep ourselves in bondage, in guilt, because we don't know how to forgive ourselves. In this passage in John 8 chapter, this story, the message behind the story, where Jesus says, those who are for sin, cast the first stone. No one ever thought about it that way. No one actually did any self-evaluation to say, you know what? I'm no better than she is, or I'm no better than he is. He sent this way, I sent this way. As God, as far as God is concerned, we both have sinned. As far as Jesus is concerned, he doesn't want anyone on this earth condemning people for sin. He is the orchestrator of our life. He will guide us and teach us and correct us when it concerns anything that has to do with the children of God. If we do not stop condemning the people, God said, well, Christ said, I will forgive you at the level that you forgave someone else. And we really ought to think about that, because that's very, very potent. I will forgive you at the level you have forgiven everybody else. I personally want to be forgiven for every sin that I have committed, those that I realize, those that I don't realize. Just, Lord, forgive me for being a sinful person. At that moment, he says, go away and sin no more. So it's the effort and the trial. And when we fall again, he picks us back up and he tells us the same thing. But what happens sometimes is that we get so caught up in religion and so caught up in the law of Moses that we forget that Jesus came to orchestrate and illustrate exactly what it means to be a Christian. And forgiving one another is a main component. We shouldn't be believers who are mad at each other for any reason. There is no basis in the Bible for anybody to judge someone else. When I said there's no basis in the New Testament, I'm talking about it because we're New Testament Christians. We follow Jesus. And as this is a great illustration of how Jesus handles sin when it comes to the children of God, he says, those who allow the first stone, cast. Those without sin, cast the first stone. Excuse me. So as we go forward, if we begin to evaluate our own walk, we have to really concentrate on the things that we're doing or not doing versus the things someone else is doing or not doing. Some wonderful passages in the Bible where Christ said, take the plank out of your eye before you try to take the splinter out of someone else's. It's me. He's telling you to get your house right first before you start criticizing someone else's. You know, being the founder of an internet-only ministry, I have come under scrutiny, and actually people felt it was something anti-God, cultish that I was doing. And all I was doing was following what God had led me to do. In that, people begin to condemn the things that the actual thing that I was doing. And in this context, if Jesus was here, he would say, one thing, this is not a sin. The other thing, those without sin, throw the first stone. We are not here to identify, criticize, condemn people. We're here to love, forgive, support, encourage, be cheerleaders for each other. That is what we're supposed to do as Christians. It should never be a point where someone who's uncomfortable around a Christian And what I mean by uncomfortable, feeling that they're not worthy to be, feeling as if they have totally messed up their life with sin so bad that no one would ever love them, no one would forgive them, no one will ever do anything with that particular person. And Jesus is saying, again, I repeat it, those without sin cast the first stone. So next time, you might be in a position where you might want to criticize someone or feel that someone is committing sin and you want to let them know about it. Before you come with scowling words to condemn them, remember John 8, first chapter through the 12th chapter. Remember to read that and get it in your spirit, because no one wants to be stoned to death for sin. We don't do that anymore. What we do is we have a Savior who paid the sin debt for all of us when he died on Calvary. The wages of sin is death, but Jesus took all the sin of every person living, and those who are not living, and those who had lived. He took on all that sin, and he paid for it with his life. Don't you begin to what am I trying to say? He paid for it with his life. So what I'm asking you, and I'm begging you, is please don't try to pay the bill again. Know that he died for every sin that I could possibly commit. And he said, if you come to me and you confess with your mouth, this is what I have done, he will forgive you, and he will remember no more what you sinned. He won't remember it. So why do we continue to remember it? It's usually based on people around us who won't let us forget it. It's so hard to start a new Christian walk sometimes because people who have been walking in Christ for a long time forget the little steps that you have to take and the little triumphs that you make. People forget that this is not a perfect walk, that the ground is rocky and uneven, and home, back to Christ, there's a lot of places to trip and slip, just like any hiking trail that might be uneven. He knows that we are going to fall short of the glory of God, because we all fall short of the glory of God. But he says, those without sin cast the first stone. And that is what I'm, that is the message that I am bringing to you today. Please do not do Jesus's job. If you feel that someone is sinning, then you go into prayer for that person. And you ask Christ to intercede on your behalf and show that person the ways that they might be going wrong. Or you pull them aside and you gently tell them, this is where I think you're going wrong. But the one thing you don't do is you don't condemn them, because you have sins that can be condemned as well. No one can throw the stone. No one threw a stone, because no one had ever lived a sin-free life except our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All right, everyone, that's my message for today, for the month, for the House of Inspiration. I will continue to bring messages to you before all the mixes, just so you can feed your spirit, and we can roll right into feeding that spirit even more with Gospel House music. Now, I know a lot of people out there may not like Gospel House music or never heard Gospel House music, but what it does, and especially with our resident DJ Frankie Vibe, what he does is he orchestrates a story as he's mixing. And this is his ministry. He has a House of Inspiration page on Facebook. If you look it up, you can definitely join. You can definitely hear him at www.jhom.org at our website as you're getting ready to hear him today. So please sit back, relax. Know that God got your back. Know that Jesus will not condemn you if you sin, that he will forgive you, put you back in line, brush you off, and guess what? If you again, he'll forgive you, put you back in line, and brush you off. And I want to say it one more time. If you fall again, he will pick you up, brush you off, and put you back in line, because that's the God that we serve. This is the Savior that we know. And that, my friends, is all there is to it. All right, everybody. I know you've been, he said, okay, Pastor, don't go over the time for the mix, because we don't want to miss the blessing that is going to come over us right now. Now, the purpose of the House Inspiration, it is to inspire people with house music, to teach people through house music, and to move people's spirit through house music. And that's what we're going to hear right now from DJ Frankie Vibe. And if you're ready, everyone, I want you to get up off your feet, and I want you to praise the Lord along with Frankie and myself, as I am. I'm not dancing in the studio, but I definitely will be snapping my fingers and saying amen and moving my feet, because it's a celebration that we should always be having for the Lord. And for this month, here's the House of Inspiration mix by our resident DJ, DJ Frankie Vibe. And here we go.
Inspiration. Got it. inspiration.
The studio was on fire with that mix. That was our very own resident DJ, DJ Frankie Vibe, bringing you the gospel house sound like only he can do it. Because that's his ministry and his gift that God has given him. If you want to contact Frankie, there's a few ways to do it. You can always go to our website, www.jhom.org, and you can look under the contact us, and you will find his email address. Or you also can go to look for his House of Inspiration group on Facebook and join that group, because Frankie does mix for other entities as well as ours. So if you're really, really into DJ Frankie Vibe, definitely join the House of Inspiration group so you won't miss any of his shows. All right, getting back to the lesson at hand. I'm so fired up. I'm like, okay, we're going to go back, and I'm going to read the first to the 12th verse, and it goes like this. Then they all went home, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. At dawn, he appeared again in the temple courts where all the people gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such woman. Now what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who had heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are thee? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and leave your life of sin." When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And that's John 8, chapter 1 through the 12th verse. And I didn't read the 12th verse the first time, but I read it this time because Jesus said, read it. Again, encouraging us all to take this example and live by it as Christian people. We are all fall short of the glory of God. We are all sinners by nature. We shouldn't be condemning each other because of sin, because Jesus paid the debt for sin, and he has no remembrance of your past sins once you confess to him and he forgives you. So for us to continue to bring up someone's faults or sins, it's us truly behaving outside of the Spirit of the Lord. Because in this reading that I read today, it clearly, Jesus was trying to show the leaders that we're not going to go by Moses' law and stone this woman, because we're all women need to be stoned for something, because we all sin. So what's the point? The point is, we have a very forgiving Father. We have a very forgiving Savior. He knows our shortfalls. He knows what we face down here. He has come down here and he's lived his life, so he knows every single inch of our pain and our triumphs. So let Jesus control your life. Don't let others control your life. Don't listen to the naysayers. When Jesus says yes to you, he means it. So even after, you know, it's kind of like the scenario that we go through, that people who were used to us one way cannot see us any other way but that way. So as you change and as you grow and as you mature and as you get the word deeper and deeper in you, these people will not be able to recognize you, and they will begin to criticize you at times. I'm not talking about everybody. I'm just talking about some people. And I'm just trying to help those out there who are sensitive to criticism when it comes to their faith walk. Criticism doesn't belong in the faith walk. Only exalting each other, encouraging each other, and teaching each other truly what Jesus has said. Well, everybody, this has been such a pleasure to be with you on the House of Inspiration Mix Show with our resident DJ, DJ Frankie Bai. I can look forward to next week's mix, next month's mix, and it will be held the second Tuesday of every month. You will hear the House of Inspiration Mix Show. So before we roll out of here like we always roll out of here, I just want to thank all of you who have listened to the show, who have supported the show, and who have supported the ministry over all these years. We've been doing the House of Inspiration for several years now, and it only gets bigger and it only gets better. So as we wind down and we play the song that we always play, How Great Thou Art, I just want to encourage you again to go to our website and look around. Read our witness statement. Read our statement of faith. Read our mission statement. Listen to a couple of shows, and you decide what show feeds you better. But at least give us a try, because we're here, all Christians, working hard to make sure that people hear the truth, the word of God. All right, everybody, we're going to roll out of here like we always do. And I know I said that already, but we're going to still, I'm going to say it again. We're going to roll out of here like we always do. But How Great Thou Art by Society of Hill Music. Please, blessing, and on behalf of the House of Inspiration and the Journey Home Outreach Ministry, we thank you for listening. Everyone have a blessed week. And here we go.